I'm going to read just a few verses from the Gospel of Mark and the chapter 10, verse 13 to 16, just four verses of Scripture. These verses have been read dozens of times in this church, always at dedications of children, and I feel very appropriate for tonight, even as we think of children's work in general and our Christian school in particular. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 13. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. It's one of the most beautiful and touching scenes that we have in all the Bible, this particular portion of Scripture that we've read tonight. Jesus Christ, the infinite and the eternal Son of God, the Creator, the Maker, the Sustainer of all things, receives little children in his day to bless them. You couldn't ask for anything better. A blessing from Christ himself. For the Lord to speak a word of encouragement, a word of grace and power for our benefit. That word bless means to invoke God's favor or to pronounce a benediction. In Old Testament times, one of the responsibilities of the high priest was to bless Israel, the people of God. And so he would raise his hands over the congregation, the men, the women, and the children all being gathered for public worship. And he would say, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, and so forth. And he blessed the people in that public fashion. And what a mighty blessing it was for Aaron and his successors to call down the favor of God upon the people of the Lord in Old Testament times. And now here, Jesus Christ in the flesh, God himself upon the earth in a human body, he places his hands of deity and power upon the children of New Testament times, and he bestows the favor of God upon them. The blessing of the Lord, we are told, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. No wonder people sought for the blessing of God. In the Old Testament, we have a man by the name of Jabez, and he prayed a very memorable prayer. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me, indeed. He wanted the blessing of God. Jacob wrestled all night at Peniel, and he wouldn't let go of the Lord until the Lord blessed him. That's what he desired. And such blessing is for today. It wasn't just for Old Testament and New Testament times. It's for our day and generation. In fact, speaking of the latter period of time, the prophet Ezekiel, looking down through the centuries, he said, there shall be showers of blessing. And those blessings came with the Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world. And they are for the latter period of time, the day in which we live, before Christ comes back again, there shall be showers of blessing. And undoubtedly, the greatest blessing that any individual can have is the blessing of God's salvation. Eternal life, forgiveness of sins, peace with God forever, and a home in heaven at the end of the journey. The first blessing that we seek for our children is not their education. Education is important. It is not even for their health. And we want our children to grow up in this world healthy. And it is not for their wealth or their academic careers or their sporting achievements. What if they could receive every blessing conceivable as far as this world is concerned, but at the expense of their soul? It would not be worth it. And yet some parents today, sadly, that's all that they are concerned about. I say, think again. Jesus asked the question, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Nothing is more important than the soul, our salvation, where we will be in eternity. More than anything else, I want my children and my grandchildren, the children of this church, I want to see them brought to Christ and saved. We want to see them bound for heaven. And if they receive other blessings along the way, well and good. But we want the blessing of Christ upon our children. The children connected to this congregation. And that means the children of our school, the children of our Sunday school, the children's meetings, and all the youth work of our congregation. And so with that in mind, I want to think about Jesus and the children just for a little while tonight. And there's three things I want to set before you. First of all, the concern of the parents or the friends. Whoever these individuals were, we suspect mothers first and foremost and other family members, they bring their children to Christ. And we read it there in the opening part of verse 13. They brought young children to him that he should touch them. These mothers and fathers, family members, friends, whoever they were that looked after the children, maybe in some cases nurses, they knew that there was something that was advantageous in bringing their little ones to Christ. They undoubtedly had heard about the Savior, the things that he had done, the sermons that he had preached, the mercy that he had shown to so many as he relieved them of their burdens. They had seen the kindness bestowed upon others, and they wanted their children to have a part in that, to be blessed by the Master. Lord, touch my child. Put your hands of blessing upon my son, my daughter. I want them to know your blessing. And just as they did it way back here in New Testament times, so we still bring our children to the Lord. And how do we do that? Well, we bring them to the Lord by instructing them in our homes concerning the things of God, by sending them to Sunday school where they will learn the things of the Lord, by bringing them to the house of the Lord as often as we can, by putting them in our school where we know that they will be taught the things of Christ, where the Lord will be honored. Isn't that our great responsibility? There's a portion of Scripture in the Old Testament that should never be forgotten, and words that we would do well to learn and memorize and take to heart. And it's those words found in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5 onwards. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. So it was important for, can we say, the adult population back here in Moses' time to lay up the word of God in their heart and to love the Lord. But it didn't stop there. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Every opportunity presented to teach the children the ways of the Lord. Solomon said, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I want to do all that I can for my children and for the children of this church as far as the influence of Christ's blessing is concerned. I want them to know in this way the touch of the Lord in their lives, to lead them in the right way, to bring them savingly unto himself, to guide them thereafter, and to gather them one day home with himself in heaven. So we must be like the parents here in Christ's time and bring our children to Jesus to do all we can for their spiritual and eternal well-being. And as a church, we make provision for the training of our children. So let us as parents do our part. Let us as a congregation fulfill our solemn responsibilities. Let us pray. You can pray, pray for the children of our school. Pray for the children of our Sunday school and the youth work. We have Youth Challenge coming up now in the summertime. Remember that special week that is set aside for the training of the children. And let's bring our little ones to the throne of grace, and let's bring them to Christ that they may be blessed by him. So we have here the care or the concern of the parents. But notice also in verse 13, we have the coldness of the disciples. Did you mark the response, the attitude of these men that were with the Savior here in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10, verse 13? They brought children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. Now, we would have expected a lot more from these men. The Lord's disciples, his constant companions, the leaders of the church. And having been in the company of the Savior for some time now, and knowing his thoughts, knowing his concerns, they should have realized how deeply moved in his heart Christ was for the people of his time, and especially the children. Did they think the Lord was not interested in these little ones? Did they think that he was too tired or too weary to be bothered about them? Did they think that children were of little importance? These men rebuked the parents who brought the children. They acted as if they knew the Savior's mind, and they couldn't have been further from the truth. They did not discern the will of God. They did not discern the mind of Christ. It's an awful thing when those who should know better prove to be a hindrance and a discouragement in God's work. I wouldn't want to be named among these disciples here. I wouldn't want to have the kind of heart that they had. No, we want a heart that feels for all. God, deliver us from a cold, unfeeling heart and give us hearts of compassion. Because we see, thirdly tonight, and importantly, the compassion of the Savior. And it's in the other part of the text that we read tonight, verse 14 through to verse 16. When Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he, that is Jesus, took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. The great king and head of his church, he found time to take special notice of the children. Although his time on earth was precious and short, and although he was extremely busy, and he was, we read of the crowds thronging him every day, crowds and crowds of people, yet he did not think it beneath him to consider the children and take time to bless them. He was not pleased with the attitude of his disciples. We notice his dissatisfaction here. In verse 14, when Jesus saw it, when he saw what the disciples were doing, he was much displeased. He was not happy that his disciples chased the children away. He was much displeased. You ought to think about that and ponder that in your mind. Our Savior, when he walked this scene of time, was displeased with these disciples. What are you doing? Why are you hindering me from doing good to the rising generation, the lambs of the flock? And Christ is angry with his disciples, and we must take note of it. We must never be a hindrance to anyone coming to Christ in our attitude, in our words, in our actions, especially when it comes to children's work, because the Lord can be displeased and displeased with us in our day. And then we see his instruction in verse 14. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ had room in his mighty heart for these children. They were precious to him. He did not pass them by. And he declares his goodwill towards them, and he puts it on record so that his church might not forget. Of such is the kingdom of God. And the Savior commands the children to be brought to him. He wanted to receive them. He wanted to bless them. He wanted to impart some favor. He wanted indeed to save them. I said to us all tonight never despise the work among the children. The children of our school, children of our Sunday school, children's work, the youth challenge. Please remember it in prayer. Remember the outreach that is done, both at home and abroad, among the children. Jesus, the mighty Savior and the eternal God, he said, suffer the little children to come unto me. May God bless the ministry of our congregation and all its aspects of reaching the upcoming generation. We must get them to Christ before it is forever too late, before the world has a grip upon them, before sin has ensnared them so intensely, before the devil has them ruined forever. So may our burden increase and not diminish. And then we see his caution in verse 15. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. There is something in the whole scene before us which is meant to be very instructive to us. There's something in the temperament, in the simplicity, and the disposition of little children that must be found in all who would enter into the kingdom of God. And I believe that the Lord very, very principally here has in mind a childlike faith. You know, sometimes adults make it very complicated. The Lord is looking for us, as it were, to become just little children with a simple childlike faith. And we know how our children trust us, at least they ought to, as parents. You know how readily they will put their faith in us. And the Lord is saying, that's how it is to be when it comes to my kingdom. When it comes to this great matter of salvation and heaven itself, a person must humble themselves, become as a little child, and take me as their Savior in simple, childlike faith. And then we also notice finally his benediction in verse 16. He took them up in his arms, he put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. Christ received the children, and he gave them what was desired, the blessing of God. We must bring our children to Christ for his blessing. You know, my friends, our children cannot be truly happy until they receive the blessing and the favor of God. Oh, they can be happy as far as this world can make them happy, but not truly happy. It's the blessing of God that saves them. It's the blessing of God that upholds them. It's the blessing of God that keeps them. It's the blessing of God that orders their steps and guides them with his counsel. And it is our prayer tonight that all of you will come to know the compassion of Christ. Took these little ones up in his arms, he put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. And that's what we desire in all the ministry of this church as far as the children is concerned. We make no apology for it. We want to see our children blessed by the Lord. We want to see them saved. We want to see them walking with God. No greater joy in our hearts than to see that. We want to see you trusting Christ as well. Maybe you're here tonight without the Savior, and you're still on the broad road that leads to destruction. It is the prayer of our heart that you will come to receive Christ and know the blessing of God's salvation. You know, my friends, most people are converted when they're young. I've had the privilege of sitting down with middle-aged people and old people who are coming near the end of life and leading them to Christ. But over the course of my ministry, the greater proportion of those that I've seen brought to Christ, and this is the testimony of every preacher and minister, is the young people. People are saved usually when they're children, when they're young. May you come to trust Christ and have your soul saved and your life saved. And if you are an adult in this meeting, may you seek the Lord, for the longer you leave it, the harder it will become. Let's just bow together in prayer.